please join me as we welcome Ferdinand the Bull.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Staying and leaving a world away. It's all it's the way you call my name, like I'm coming back home today. And I know you feel the same, but that's nothing that you need to say. They say hello as you tell me my secrets that I don't know. Forget these reasons that blew away. Flower my days, it just blew my way. Is this the way?
Ferdinand the Bull, live in studio here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Let's meet the band, and we might as well, let's start with the bass player. Bass is often introduced last, right? Rounding up the band in the back is the bass player. It's Riley Zimmerman. Riley, you've been playing music around Pittsburgh for a while, right?
I have a little bit, yeah.
Have you played in some other bands?
I have. I was on this show with a group called the Mixis Brothers maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you guys sounded great. I'm glad you said that because I knew you had been here and I didn't look it up. And I'm thinking, now, what band was he with? Which Mixis were you? Your Mixis name?
I think I was Habakkuk Mixis. Something bizarre.
Is this like a Star Trek kind of thing or what?
It's a long story.
Yeah.
We all had different names.
They all had their special names. You'd probably want to bribe him or tell, that's not the right word. Hold, let him know, blackmail him. That's what I was looking for. We'll reveal all. When did you start playing bass?
I started playing bass probably around 8 years ago or so when I was in high school.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, the cojones player who just asked about this Mixis thing, they all had names. It was fun. You are?
Kevin Lynch.
And I don't know much about the history of the band. When did you guys come together?
Oh, you better ask him.
Ask him. Yeah. Okay, we'll turn to our lead here on guitar.
Yeah, so I'm Nick, and This has been a project that I've been doing for, honestly, since about late 2013. It's been a project. There's been a bunch of people who have been, you know, in it and out of it. It's been a really huge journey. A lot of things we've been learning a lot, but for the most part, this iteration of this group has been going on for a couple months now, and we're playing like our first big show together tonight, and we're all pretty excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're at Club Cafe tonight, right? Yeah. At 7 o'clock, which should be a great show. It might be up to like 4 degrees by then.
That'd be nice.
Toasty inside. Come inside.
Nice it's actually toast. not that bad. You know, I had to go out. I spent the day inside yesterday, yeah. And actually one of our cars had a dead battery, so I wanted to get outside to mm-hmm. jump start it. I meant to tell the story earlier, and you know, we have a detached garage. The cars are next to each other. First of all, when I got outside, it really wasn't that cold. As long as the wind was blowing, but I went to jump start the car, and the hood of the other vehicle was frozen shut. So I took a rubber mallet and a little moxie, and it eventually happened. But it is a little cold out.
No, it's bad out there.
Yeah, but it would be great. Club Cafe is a great place. It's easy to get to, and it'd be fun to see you guys. Is this something? So you. 3 years ago or so, you knew you wanted to get some kind of, I hate to say quasi-bluegrass, but kind mm-hmm. of how would you describe it?
So I grew up listening to a bunch of, like, I listened to James Taylor all the time when I was young. He was a big fan of mine. I mean, I was a big fan of his.
He probably would
yeah,
be
not,
a big
not quite
fan
there
of yours.
Yet,
yeah.
But ever since then, like, a big band that me and my brother used to listen to was Jethro Tull.
Sure. Oh,
and
gosh.
I really like all their stuff, but I always found myself listening more to like the acoustic songs that were just Ian Anderson.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Eventually, I started getting into bands like the Avett Brothers and stuff like that, and I just knew I got an acoustic guitar, and from then on, it was just like there wasn't really anything else for me. It was just that.
That's it's crazy. You know, the 16-year-old that named Elias Corey, who played about an hour ago, played Jim Croce songs and did a really good job at them too. And he's probably also listening to James Taylor and Jethro Tull.
Oh yeah.
Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm not. I'm actually from the east side of the state, from just outside of a town called Kutztown.
Yeah, I know right where that is. Now, how about you guys? Pittsburghers or
Riley, okay. On,
yeah,
Central PA. I'm from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, and how about you?
Good old Upper St. Clair.
Upper St. Clair is where Kevin Lynch is from. We're gonna let you should let you guys play another song here, and we'll talk a little bit more. What would you like to do next?
You guys want to play Flower Bed?
Yeah.
All right. So this is one of our songs. It's on the last album we put out. It's called Flower Bed.
Here again, Ferdinand the Bull.
A flower bed to lay your body down, a gentle song to sing the stars around. Ignite a candle, feel some warmth, and guide you through the night. A place somewhere to hide the thoughts that will never see the light. A place to rest, a place to stay right here. Thanks, and away he came. touched her hand and was lost again. Believe that it's an autumn dream once had, where the night is young, the grass can be a bed. Oh, yeah, the king to show what these desires will be, yeah. And take away those bright days that he never want to forget. The death will come right back and grin, tracing X upon the skin. Shake your hand, say how do you do. When he calls to me, I hope that you will too. Two arms to set our ships to sea. Not lost yet, but lost how soon to be. Coronate uncertainty and canonize a fool. But think of me, a song unsung, a soul taken too soon. Song to sing, a song where love is found. Open your eyes, this man is in the ground.
Ferdinand the Bull, what a beautiful song. Who wrote that?
I did.
Congratulations. Yeah. Did you write the first one too?
Oh yeah.
I meant to ask you that. And what was the first one called?
The first song was called Daisy.
And this was
it's called Flowerbed.
Thank you. What a nuanced transition there from Daisy to Flowerbed.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Your vocals are really good. I was listening to you as you warmed up, and you two singing together in harmony as Nick was singing, it was really, I heard a third voice coming out of nowhere, which was kind of the idea. And
I'm working on it, man.
You think?
He's got
that Tibetan thing going on. He's like,
what's that?
You got like, you're singing two notes at the same time.
No. It's good. You know, good tight harmonies. You kind of hear that phantom note. Is that something new for you, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Kevin's playing cajonas. Do you typically play cajons or percussion?
Yeah, I play drums, usually drum set. Yeah. That's what I'll be doing tonight, and that's what I'm most comfortable with. I'll throw down the vocal harmonies pretty good if I'm on drums, but this thing I'm a little, you know.
Yeah, you're more exposed. You're
right
out there. You
got to the
elements. You got to think about it. You mentioned recordings. What do you have out that people can get a hold of?
So right now we've got an album out called Days We Forgot. We put it out last year, and we recorded it actually up in Zelianople with a guy named Jay Vega at Wilderness Recording Studios. And he does great work. He's incredible. He's a great person. And we're actually doing our new one with him right now. It's just about done. We just got like some mixing and mastering some post-production to do, but we've got just about everything on that.
That's
really excited for it.
That's great. It's nice when you see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Because people, I think, unless you're a musician, they don't know how hard it is to put something like that together.
It's a lot of work.
And to get it out. You guys have been touring a bit, too, have you not?
Yeah.
Beyond Pittsburgh.
Yeah, actually, I don't know, it kind of started in like 2014. Friend of mine that I was playing with let's say, like, hey, you want to go on tour or something? So we just went and drove around North Carolina, ended up later that summer going up to New England, doing a lot of stuff. And the past couple summers, like ever since, we've been just been going around, playing a lot of shows. Been out to Washington a couple times, out to California. Been to Montreal. It's been a great time.
That's great. Are these guys going to make the cut? Will they come with you? You
think? Yeah.
Oh, I really hope so, Nick.
See, Kevin just has to keep working, get all the vocals.
Gotta
right.
Get my vocal harmonies down, man.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got all winter.
It's. I'm sure you're being well received as you tour too.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where else are you playing in Pittsburgh on a regular basis anywhere or semi-regular?
Yeah, we play at a place in the south side called Claddagh a lot.
Yeah.
The Claddagh, the Irish pub. It's great. There, I always get like a fresh crowd. There's a lot of people that come through there. It's a good time, and the people, they treat us really well. They all listen. It's a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ferdinand the Vol is the group. I love the Dave.
I think
about everybody has a relationship with Ferdinand the Vol of one kind or another. Maybe the band too, but think about the children's story and the Vol. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live, and if you're in the Pittsburgh area tonight, they're going to be at a place called Club Cafe at 7 o'clock, and you can hear them and enjoy them. You'll have a mandolin player with you tonight.
We're also going to have at some point, there's going to be a fiddle player come in and a girl singer.
Excellent.
Great.
That should be a lot of fun. What would you like to do next?
You guys cool playing Susanna?
Might as well.
So this is actually one of the new songs.
Wait, wasn't this written already? Oh, no, that's O Susanna was written.
Oh, yeah, not O Susanna.
That song was pre-written for your convenience. This is a new one for you.
It's a new one. All right.
Hey there, Susanna. It's almost 3 a.m. Let's watch the stars. And they're falling like we are, like piano keys, they harmonize our hearts. Oh, 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 'cause the open road's been good to me these years. Oh, with my arms spread wide while Jesse takes a whiff. Hey there, Susanna, you left your pocketbook back on. Your poems and your drawings, and on every page it lies a hint to me. So guess it's better you're not released tonight. The moon is my lover. Under her I sleep, a bottle by my side. Country, yeah, it tastes better than a beer. Oh, be much better if I'd wait to find you here. Oh, 'cause the open road's been good to me. Yes, it takes a will.
That's Ferdinand the Bull live on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. Thanks for being here along with us today. Hope you're enjoying these guys as much as I am. You really, did you hear the sound in your head, Nick? You mentioned you were starting to work on this, I guess it's been about 4 years or so, kind of a, you know, an acoustic sound with some beat to it, for lack of a better way of describing it.
I don't know. It's just been, I listen to like a whole lot of different music, to be honest. And I, for some reason, I always had like this idea in my head of like almost like an orchestra, but like a folk band.
Interesting.
It's kind of been like my idea for a long time. Like on the new record we're putting out, I'm kind of trying to put that whole idea together. We got like a million instruments on that. We got like a trumpet, violin, viola, bass, cello. We're using piano. The only electric instrument that we're using on that, we used a Hammond organ. But otherwise, it's just like everything's acoustic. And I don't know. I like the organicness of it. It just feels real and visceral to me.
Yeah, years ago, they may still have it for all I know, but the First Unitarian Church in Shadyside had a folk orchestra of about, maybe 18 musicians of, you know, different instruments and with arrangements that made sense for the instruments they had. It was actually a lot of fun. And I guess a jam session is kind of like an orchestra when it gets down to it. I'm trying to imagine some of these songs with a trap set rather, you know, with a full drum set rather than the cajon. That's got to be a neat sound, too. And then a fiddle player, a vocalist, and a mandolin player. So it should be great to hear you guys. Club Cafe at 7 o'clock. What's the best way? We've linked to your Facebook page. Mm. Is there a website people should be following you on as well?
We actually, FerdinandTheBullBand.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's where we got everything up. I actually just updated it. A lot of cool stuff up there.
So stop by there and take a look at it. We're going to have time, I think, for at least three more songs. Cool. What would you like to do next?
So this next one, it's actually the oldest song we're going to be playing. It's called Carolina, and it's, I don't know, I wrote
my
this.
My favorite.
It's Kevin's favorite.
Kevin's favorite
just
song.
Just so y'all know. But,
now there's the James Taylor influence, Susanna, and now in my mind, I'm going to Carolina, but it's not that song.
No, yeah, it's a little different. It's using a place to personify a person.
Kevin, do you want to tell us why you like this song?
A little mean sounding.
It's mean sounding.
Yeah, because it's mean. You'll hear what I'm saying.
It's mean.
Way to pre-sell.
All right, so this is our mean song, Carolina. Thank you.
to the ground. We're both trying to be found. We'll stay up late till the others go to sleep. Tossing sideways all the way to the summer to breathe. The mind moon smiles down upon us deep as we try to tell each other I'd be anywhere but here. You walk away through contradiction, past the stop signs, you're listening again. Won't you try and understand? I've got a bottle, we can use it just as long as we abuse it for a while. 'Cause I'm just looking for a smile.
Ferdinand the Bull. I think Kevin just liked that song because he was able to do some of the special drum riffs there at the very end.
You heard the mean chords.
There's some mean chords.
Dominant sevens.
Oh, whoa. Dominant for a percussionist.
Circle. Is that a have to, I don't know.
I thought dominant.
That's jazz language. Half step, whole step.
Yeah, gosh, he's got some chops there if he's speaking in terms dominant seventh. My gosh. I was going to say you got to do a sextuplet there at the end, but I was wondering if you're the kind of drummer that knows all those. Did you play drums, like learn real drum rudiments and stuff?
I have no idea what
I'm doing. No, you just sit there.
I just do what he says.
Sit there and bang.
Ryan's a nice guy. He bosses me around a whole lot in practice.
I don't know if that's true.
He says, hey, there, Kevin, not... like but you know
that's a nice song. You're a good writer. I mean, did these have you been writing songs a long time? Did you start pretty young? Or
I started pretty young, actually. Me and my brother back east on the east side of the state, we did something called the Acoustic Road Show, and me and my brother would travel. He was the singer at the time, and I just played guitar. And it's been a long time that we've just been playing together. We travel as the Snyder Brothers. And not that you would know that name or anything.
No, I'm just thinking, how old were you when the two of you started doing that? Teenagers?
I was like maybe 14.
That's great.
Yeah, 14, 15. I was pretty young. And we would play a lot of songs. Like, we played James Taylor a lot. We actually played... It's a really popular song now. A lot of people think it's by Darius Rucker, but we used to play Wagon Wheel back like when it first came out, and now it's just like I feel so bad playing that song.
Oh, I know. A lot of people get requests not to play Wagon Wheel.
Exactly. that happens. There's a place in Chicago that we played, and it says on the stage, like, you will be fined $20 for playing Wagon Wheel.
I was just in Chicago, and I... somebody mentioned that to me about that place. That had to be fun. Does your brother still play?
Every now and then. He lives in Harrisburg now, actually. He's doing his thing. He's married. They have a dog and stuff. You know, he's got a job, and he's living his life.
Yeah, it gets to be harder, especially, those other things, not just the distance, but lifestyle changes make it hard. How are you guys able to get together pretty often to practice, like a couple times a week or so?
We do our best to get together when we can.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, we're all real busy. Like, these two guys, they play in just about every band in Pittsburgh. It's hard to get a hold on them.
do our best.
Yeah. It can be tough. That's, you know, talking about releasing an album is very difficult, and you tend to not that it's like seeing behind the curtain, but you want to make it all seem so easy, but stuff doesn't just happen. You have to work at it to make it happen. And I think it's good to talk about that sometimes because there's people that are trying to do that, and they think it's going to be real easy, and it's not easy whatsoever. You're playing in other bands too? I asked Riley that. I should have asked you that, Kevin.
Well, so on drums, I don't know, you just get thrown in wherever you're needed, right? So this band I'm playing tonight with a vocalist named Chloe Wise. After our show, of course. I tend to double book myself sometimes because I don't keep my calendar too organized, but. It was very lucky this time. Tonight, there's a couple.
It all worked.
And it all worked out. And I played a jam session every Sunday in Squirrel Hill called the Late Hit Jam Session. It's at the Squirrel Hill Sports Bar every Sunday evening.
Excellent. Well, it's good. Good to be able to play and to have places to play when it gets right down to it. Nick is fine-tuning. He must have something very special coming up.
So the next song is it's in a weird tuning.
Oh, okay. What is it? Sorry. Not the tuning, the song.
it's called Crossing Stars. Crossing Stars and Dotting I's. It's kind of, I don't know, the whole song's kind of a play on words. It's a weird thing that I was just like laying in bed one day and it just like kind of came into my head and I was like, all right, I got to write that down. And I just kept going with it.
It's a good thing to write this down. Do you have times when you have song ideas and you fail to write them down and then they're gone forever?
Unfortunately, yeah, because like for some reason.
I remember it in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And you wake up, what was I thinking about?
Yeah.
See, I have that. Even though I'm not a musician, I come up with these concepts. Are you familiar with, they've been advertising on television a lot lately. It's an internet retail store called Wayfair. Maybe not. Wayfair.
Not totally sure. No.
I'm probably sadly watching more television since I have been nursing this cough I have. But it's a business called Wayfair. And I think they need to like do a something using the song Wayfair and Stranger. Okay. You know, if you know the song Wayfair. Mm-hmm. I hope you know one of those two.
Yeah.
You juxtapose them together. And these things, that was one I probably didn't have to remember now that I see the reaction it's getting. But you had to be there. But there's these things that come in your head. You see coincidences, and then you forget, and they're gone forever.
But the ideas I have in night is in hockey, they should get rid of offsides and the goalie.
And the goalie.
It'd be a better game. That's what I think.
Be a lot more goals.
Yeah, that's what the people came to see, man.
The goals and the fights, I guess.
Interesting. Get rid of offsides and then.
Get rid of the goalie, get rid of offsides. Just no lines. It's just a blank white surface.
There's no rules.
Well, I mean, come on. It can't be totally crazy out there.
It would be a lot more fun to watch.
No goalie, no offsides, and it's just you're just shooting, smashing, and everything.
Making goals. I like it. Edit the world day. You can just change anything you want.
I would do it if there was an undo button as well. Like if I could control Z, command Z whenever I wanted to. I'd be fine.
That'd be pretty wonderful.
And so I'll leave hockey the way it is.
Every car should have a control Z on it. That would be a nice thing.
That'd be incredible.
Actually, life could have a control Z button on it. It would be fine.
That's what I was thinking after some of those vocal harmonies.
Oh, it wasn't so bad.
That's what I said. Oh, geez. I should have said that. Everyone feels sorry.
No. The group is Ferdinand the Bull, and the song it's Crossing Stars. And
Crossing Stars, yeah.
Here, once again, it's our pleasure, Nick Snyder, Kevin Lynch, Riley Zimmerman, Ferdinand the Bull.
All right.
crossing stars and dotting I's. It's funny how it all aligns to walk up next to you and say hello. And lying down with summertime, but holding on to days passed by. I've waited all night just to hold your hand. You make me want to rearrange my plans. Falling off the wheel again, find it hard to understand how anything at all could change this fast. And like a dance with summertime, holding on to days pass by, drive all through the night to be with you. Your inaction questions everything I do. Holding like the weight of my life. Take all of these worries off my star-crossed mind. Deciding on the color of your eyes. Like an old song. Thinking back on summertime, but holding on to days passed by. Waited all this time to let you go.
That's a nice song, Ferdinand the Bull, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That one's fairly new.
Yeah, that's also a brand new one. That one we did in the studio, we had a... There are actually no drums on that in the studio, but we have a full string quartet.
I can hear that. I really am enjoying Riley pulling out the bow every now and then for the bass, almost coming out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of neat because you're listening and all of a sudden, like, there it is. Where was that? Do you guys play with a banjo ever?
Yeah, we actually... One of my best friends growing up, he used to play with us. He's in grad school now, but he plays banjo. He's playing on the record and stuff. And on our last record, he was all over that. Playing banjo was great. But yeah.
Ferdinand the Bull Music is how you can, or Ferdinand the Bull Band, is how you can learn more about them. Or go to their Facebook page. But the website is all nice and new and spruced up. Nick went and gave it its, I'm sure, frequent update.
All the time.
And so you can go and look there. Tonight, they're at Club Cafe, 7 o'clock on the South Side. And it should be a great show. You'll get a chance to not only see and hear these three guys, but they'll have some additional musicians along with them tonight. And it's a nice early start for a show, too. You guys have an opening act, I think, but you'll get on, I'm sure, around 8 o'clock or so, maybe.
Yeah, we'll go on at around 8, like 7:45 or 8. But we're playing with Her Majesty. We've played with them before at James Street, R.I.P.
James Street. Poor James Street. It's still, who knows? I miss it already.
It was a great place.
Yeah. I think we have time for one more, as long as you're good for that.
Yeah,
we don't want to wear you out. It's our last chance to really talk a whole lot. Do any of you, is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
I don't know. I guess be on the lookout for the new album. We got some really cool stuff coming out. We're going to be releasing a single pretty soon. And if you do come to the show, we're going to be handing out little free download slips of a song.
Oh, so. Excellent. Ooh. That's exciting.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's new.
I'm like calling my mom.
All right.
And do you have we want to hold you to it, but you think summertime for the new CD will be ready by then?
Oh, so we're thinking about April.
Oh, great.
Early April.
Excellent. Yeah. Right around the time that you'll probably be able to start playing out more and doing
exactly.
A little touring.
Or we're able to actually leave our houses.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for being here. What are you going to close up with?
So this is another new song. This one's called Fire Escape.
Okay, here they are once again, Ferdinand the Bull.
Made me a bed with your eyes, and I'm wrapped in you. Caught up in willow trees, rivers I'm sinking into. First names are enough for tonight, at least while I'm stuck on what might have been. Fire escape here is no good, it's made of wood. We don't need to be steady to last as long as it should. Blaster of Paris, a glance from across the room. Desire this here broken mirror we're looking through. Well, I've memorized it's all right. Set your worries aside for the time to be alive. And don't be sad over me, 'cause you still don't know what you're looking for.
Ferdinand the Bull, thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And look for them tonight, Club Cafe or FerdinandTheBullBand.com.